Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope you're fine and you can do your best every day. And with me, Ahmad Faisal, listeners, I would like to accompany you for 60 minutes ahead for today's edition on 23rd January 2019. And we would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, information, and entertainment, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia's composite index opens lower on looming global slowdowns, U.S.-China trade war. Indonesia backs Palestine's chairmanship of G77 for 2019. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Donald Pane. The Indonesian composite index IDX opened lower on Wednesday, January 23, on looming global economic slowdown and the ongoing U.S.-China trade war. The Indonesian stock exchange fell 15.66 points, or 0.24%, to 6,452.91, and the index of the 45 most liquid stocks, or LQ45, declined 3.92 points, or 0.38%, to 1,027.15. Polburi Securitas chief researcher Alfiansa stated on Wednesday, the fairly steep global economic outlook, coupled with the absence of U.S.-China trade agreement and the IHSG's high rally, may lead to it being corrected on Wednesday. The International Monetary Fund has again revised downward its global economic growth forecast for 2019 to 3.5% from 3.7% earlier. The fund had lowered its target of global economic growth for 2019 to 3.7% from 3.9%, with developing nations' economic growth projected to fall to 4.5% from 4.6%. Indonesia supports Palestine's chairmanship of the Group of 77, or G77, plus China for 2019. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated, the minister expressed support during a meeting with Palestinian Ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, in New York on Monday. On January 15, Palestine was elected G77 chairman and expressed Indonesia's support for Palestine's chairmanship of G77. Palestine's election as chairman of the G77, a coalition of 134 developing nations, at the 73rd UN General Assembly, held in mid-September of 2018, is the first of its kind in history. Palestine, an observer state of the UN, will take over the G77 chairmanship from Egypt, which represents the interests of African countries. Although Palestine is not a full United Nations member, 136 UN member states have recognized it, and since 2012, it has enjoyed a non-member observer status. As chairman of the group, Palestine will be able to act as a member state and use its rights to reply as a bloc member. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi has affirmed Indonesia's commitment to continue its contribution to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA. Contributions to UNRWA should be increased after the United States, which had provided nearly 30% of the institute's overall spending, stopped the aid in September 2018. The minister remarked at a meeting with Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, in New York on Monday. The UNRWA will face the same problem this year since it lacks funds to manage refugees whose number runs into more than 5 million. Indonesia had donated $200,000 to UNRWA in September 2018. The country plans to increase the amount to $2 million for the 2019-2020 period. At the meeting, Marsudi and Mansour also discussed the latest developments in Palestine in the capacity of Indonesia as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati believed the International Monetary Fund, IMF's statement calling for developing nations to reduce debts to avoid a risk of global economic slowdown was not relevant to Indonesia. The IMF call is addressed to a number of countries whose ratio of debts to gross domestic product GDP is high and fiscal deficit has not met safe category, she stated in a discussion on Tuesday. She noted that the ratio of government's debts to GDP reached 29.9% as of late November 2018, well below the international prudential standard of 60%. She said, compared to the international standard, the ratio of Indonesia's debts to GDP is still too low. The IMF statement is relevant to countries whose ratio of debts to GDP is high and budget deficit is increasing. One of the countries is Italy, whose debt to GDP ratio reached 100%, with budget deficits exceeding 2.4% of GDP. Speaking at a press conference in Davos, Switzerland, recently, IMF Executive Director Christine Lagarde revealed that reducing government debts is one of the ways to reduce a risk of global economic slowdown. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Is Nusa Tenggara Governor Victor Bungtilu Lais Kodat revealed that Environmental Affairs and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar had agreed to his plan to close Komodo Island for a year. Lais Kodat said on Tuesday, the closure of Komodo Island, located in West Manggarai District, Flores Island, will be materialized when Minister Bakar agrees with his request for cooperation to manage the Komodo National Park, which is so far directly under the management and supervision of the Environmental Affairs and Forestry Ministry. Lais Kodat said his administration plans to rearrange the island, which is home to the Komodo dragon, to allow endemic flowers to grow and deers, buffaloes, goats and other prey of the Komodo to breed in the wilderness of the island. He also expressed keenness to plan genetic engineering to increase the population of Komodo dragons on the island. The East Nusa Tenggara administration has allocated 100 billion rupiahs in 2019 regional state budget for restoring the habitat of the Komodo dragon and making arrangements for the park. A flash flood took residents of Antang Makassar residential area in Manggala sub-district by surprise as flood water reaching a height of 1.5 meters suddenly hit the housing complex, according to a flood victim. Jihadul Arifin, an inhabitant of Antang Makassar housing complex, said on Wednesday, the flood water suddenly came very high. The water current was very strong and it reached a height of an adult's chest. The flash flood came from Goa district, which shares a border with Manggala sub-district after the Bili Bili Dam was opened. He said he and other flood victims did not have time to save their belongings because the flash flood came without warning on Tuesday at around 4 p.m. local time. On the previous day, parts of Makassar city were also flooded following incessant heavy rain that fell from Monday evening until Tuesday noon. The local authorities distributed relief aid and were ready to evacuate the flood victims. Taufik Rahman, head of the Makassar Disaster Mitigation Office, started on Thursday. Mount Merapi, which straddles the provinces of Central Java and Yogyakarta, spewed incandescent lava from its crater 19 times on Tuesday. The Center for Technological Research and Development for Geological Disaster in Yogyakarta stated. On its official Twitter account, the center recorded a total of 19 lava falls during its three periods of observation between 00 and 06 a.m. local time on that day. In the first period of observation, from 00 to 06 a.m., the volcano spewed incandescent lava 7 times, with the duration of the lava falls reaching 14 to 46 seconds based on seismic data. The agency recorded 7 lava falls from 6 to 12 a.m. with the duration of 14 to 56 seconds and 6 lava falls from 00 to 6 p.m. with the duration of 27 to 60 seconds. During the observation, none of the lava falls was observed as haze and clouds shrouded the volcano. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today's commentary on Davos Conference and its impact on the world's economy 2019. I'm Dalat Pane. The leaders of a number of countries and a number of businessmen and environmentalists are discussing various economic issues which are expected to reduce this year. The world's leaders are gathering and discussing the issues at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland from 22 to 23 January 2019. Unlike previous years, at least 3 leaders of developed countries are not present at the World Economic Forum meeting, which started to convene since 1971. The 3 absent leaders are British Prime Minister Theresa May, French President Emmanuel Macron, and US President Donald Trump. Theresa May and Macron are not present at Davos due to crucial problems at home, whereas Donald Trump, besides still having to struggle to overcome the frozen part of the federal government due to the turmoil of immigration and the border of the United States and Mexico, his absence can also be seen from other aspects. Trump's absence at this annual meeting can be seen from the attitude of Donald Trump, who, from the beginning of his administration, is seen to maintain a distance from Europe. In this conference, the United States is represented by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who got the opportunity to give a speech after the opening ceremony, along with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. From Asia, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is present, while from Latin America, the President of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro. Unlike other summits, the World Economic Forum in Davos is attended by a number of prominent businessmen such as Bill Gates and environmentalist and broadcast practitioner Sir David Attenborough. David Attenborough called on the world leaders to find practical steps to protect environmental damage due to the symptom of industrial development of climate change. The Davos meeting, which is held annually in the mountainous region of Switzerland, initially has sought to find solutions to the impact of industrial economic development on the environment and humanity. In the economic field, this year's meeting will certainly pay attention to the predictions of declining economic growth. The trade war between China and the United States, which still has not found an agreement on how to end it, should be highlighted in this year's meeting. Nevertheless, the world certainly cannot really hope that this year's World Economic Forum meeting will be able to influence the economic policies of countries that have a major influence in the economic field. Donald Trump's absence, among others, gives clues about that. That was commentary.
Let's start today in history by reflecting on Gorontalo's Declaration of Freedom on January 23, 1942. Gorontalo was declared independent 3 years before Indonesia proclaimed its Independence Day on August 17, 1945. On January 23, 1942, Gorontalo local Nani Wartabone read the Independence Proclamation of Indonesian Nation in Gorontalo, North Sulawesi. Residents were then allowed to fly the red and white flag freely. Despite this, Gorontalo still united with the Republic of Indonesia on the 17th of August 1945. Next, we turn to an event which occurred on January 23, 1950. The Israeli parliament, Knesset, announced Baitul Maqdis as the capital city of Israel. The announcement only applied for 2 years after the establishment of illegal state of Israel. The announcement invited strong reactions from Muslims around the world. Baitul Maqdis, a holy city for Muslims. The city also became the direction of Muslims' prayer in the world. As a result of the widespread opposition, Israel was unable to make the change. Tel Aviv is recognized as their capital to this day. To end our Today in History segment, let's remember the day U.S. Navy intelligence ship USS Pueblo was captured by the North Korean Navy. The ship was captured on January 23, 1968, when it was conducting a routine patrol in North Korean waters. The U.S. said their ship was still in international waters about 25.7 kilometers from the coast of North Korea. The crew was charged with spying on North Korea and imprisoned. The arrest of the USS Pueblo became the biggest crisis. It increased tensions between the United States and North Korea. Listener, that was Today in History.
Tanya-tanya mengapa, oh mengapa ku sendiri. Katakanlah sampai kapan lagi harus ku menanti. Segalanya yang pasti katakanlah. Sampai kapankah luka di hati ini terbawa hilang pergi. Katakan saja, jangan kau simpan di hati. Aku mengerti bila diriku kini ada yang mengganti. Mengapa kau harus bersembunyi? Tiada, oh tiada. Dalam hidup ini lebih baik.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Tiada Guna Lagi by Chris Kaihatu. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, I would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia entitled PT Inka Return to Export Railroad Cars to Bangladesh. Bangladesh is interested in buying Indonesian-made railroad cars produced by the Inka Railway Industry Limited Company. This year, 250 railroad cars were exported to Bangladesh after the company sent 200 cars in 2006 and 2016. The first 15 units were sent on Sunday from Tanjung Perak Port, Surabaya. To commemorate the release of the first export of train cars, Indonesian Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto congratulated the state-owned enterprise for winning the tender. He said the contract to provide motor vehicles proved the Indonesian nation was able to compete internationally in manufacturing. PT Inka President Director Budi Noviantoro said that of the 250 train cars provided for the Bangladesh Railway, 50 were broad gauge cars and a further 200 meter gauge cars. Broad gauge trains are used on tracks that are 1,676 mm wide, while middle gauge type trains are used on tracks that are 1,000 mm wide. Budi Noviantoro said that PT Inka had won this tender in 2017 with a total contract value of $100.98 million. During 2016, PT Inka exported 150 carriages with a contract value of $72.39 million and 50 carriages with a value of $13.8 million. Budi Noviantoro added that the company not only exported train cars, but also exported electric and freight cars to Malaysia, rail wagons to Singapore, wagons to Thailand and locomotives to the Philippines and Blizzard Center seals to Australia. Meanwhile, for local use, PT Inka is currently completing 438 trains for PT Kereta Api Indonesia or PT KAI and has sent 288 train units. PT KAI also ordered 31 light rail trains, which will be completed by the middle of the year. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Hanya Namamu by Atik Cebe. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Sekana Coffee. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. A gust of cold wind hit the body as we walk along the road in Tanjung Pinang City. When arriving in Tanjung Unggat, Bestari Hill, our steps were stopped because of the aroma of spiced coffee. With curiosity, we stepped our foot to Dapur Melayu, a king of foods of Tanjung Pinang with the name Dato Teja Alhat welcomed us friendly. Dato, who is during this time is a friend in social media, finally could meet with us. And then we exchanged story at his homepage. Suddenly, we smelled the aroma of the coffee. We saw someone carried out a tray with some cups of the spiced coffee on it, which were completed with cinnamons and also batang buruk, traditional food from Tanjung Pinang, a glass of pink water and a small glass of dark coffee. Dato told us that he received the coffee receipt from Rida Kalyamsi in 2012. Rida Kalyamsi is one of popular figures in Lingga Regency, Riau Islands province. Rida gave the receipt of Sekana Coffee. The receipt that has been inherited from generation to generation that was obtained from historical heritage of royal doctor. For 2 years, Dato made the receipt of Sekana Coffee to be perfect. It was quite long to enjoy a cup of coffee. So, what does make the coffee have special taste? Dato explains how the way to enjoy Sekana Coffee to us. Firstly, take 1 spoon of dark coffee and taste its bitter. The bitter taste symbolizes the bitter of reality that is not appropriate with hope in life. While sipping Sekana Coffee by using cinnamon as a straw, you enjoy the sweetness sensation of the coffee as if we enjoy the sweetness of life from the results of the hard work. And then chew batang buruk, which is made from green beans, which symbolizes as glory in the next future. And drink the pink water to neutralize the testes in the tongue. Sekana Coffee is very special. It is not only able to satisfy the tongue, But also, it is able to calm heart, brain, and soul, which is tired to run daily activity. Listeners, that was your Indonesian Wonder for the day. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Serasa by Krisye. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is makanan dan minuman, or food and drinks. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation between Tony and flight attendant or stewardess about makanan dan minuman, or in English, food and drinks. The flight attendant is going around to distribute food and drinks to passengers. He asked Tony to choose one of the two meals provided by the airline and also drinks.
Permisi, Anda mau makan apa? Ayam atau ikan?
Ayam.
Baik, silakan.
Terima kasih.
Anda mau minum apa?
Air putih.
Silakan, ini minumannya.
Terima kasih.
Sama-sama.
Gila.
As usual, after the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Permisi. Excuse me. Anda mau makan apa? In English, what would you like to eat? Ayam atau ikan? In English, chicken or fish? Baik, silakan. In English, all right, please. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. Anda mau minum apa? In English, what would you like to drink? Air putih. In English, water. Ini minumannya. In English, here is the drink. Sama-sama. In English, you're welcome. To offer food, you can say Anda mau makan apa? Or, what would you like to eat? To offer drinks, you can say, Anda mau minum apa? Or, what would you like to drink? If you want to give a choice, you can say, mau makan ayam atau ikan? Or, do you want to eat chicken or fish? Mau air putih atau jus? Or, do you want to drink water or juice? The answer to that question, for the context of the conversation between Tony and the flight attendant, you can simply mention the name of food or drink, or you can answer with a complete sentence, such as, saya mau makan ayam, or in English, I want to eat chicken, or saya mau air putih, in English, I want to drink just water. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Lebih kecil bila terlintas hendak membunuh diri. lebih keji bila terlintas hendak membunuh diri. Kegagalan itu hal biasa dalam hidup ini. Setiap orang pasti punya suatu masalah dan masalah dua teman. Hidup ini hanya satu kali. Teman untuk apa kita menyiksa diri? Teman hidup ini hanya satu kali. Teman untuk apa buang waktu lagi? Hadapilah semua kenyataan yang ada. Setarailah cita-cita. Hidup
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, that's the song entitled Optimist by Dedi Dukun. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to the segment of Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present traditional song from Makassar province, namely R2Tonic Band. The song that I will present titled Makassar Bisa Tonji. At the beginning of the year 2000, the song Makassar Bisa Tonji was often broadcast in many radio stations, especially in Makassar. The hip-hop rhythm makes the song famous enough. Moreover, there is Javanese lyric inside, combined with Indonesian lyrics. The song Makassar Bisa Tonji is actually the result of restlessness of R2Tonic personnel against those who remove their identities as Makassarese people. The lyric teases the people of Makassar who have forgot their origin after they come and stay in Jakarta. Well, listener, here is the song Makassar Bisa Tonji by R2Tonic. Enjoy the song.
Abang-abang gendero londo, ngetan siti kuburan mayit. Klambi abang getondo moto, wedak pupur nggonggolek duit. Tul jae na jae jatul jae ji, kuntul jare banyak tuk arek siji. Tul jae nak jae jatul jae ji. Tul jare banyak roti bajul kare siji.
Lagunya lagu Jawa, logatnya logat Jawa. Merasa orang Jawa, semua serba Jawa. Gayanya si Parlente, datang dari Jakarta. Merasa orang kote, ngomongnya muke gile. Ngaku asli Jakarta, lahirnya Bulukumba. Bapaknya orang Pare, mamanya Jene Ponto.
Lah, kenapa bisa logat?
7 hari yang lalu berangkat ke Jakarta. Seminggu ke di sana, pulangnya logat Tommy. Nah karena elu gue, elu elu gue gue. Biar dengan dembeca, nasikat elu gue.
Balas si mi dembeca kan, dilogati terus.
Biasa mi kita ces, jangan mi ke logat ces. Makassar di ini ces, nda ada di Monas ces. Saya cuma mau bilang, jangan mau dibilang. Makassarmu pun hilang, padahal bagus tonji. Kalau kau nda percaya, Makassar bagus tonji. Dengar mau kau pelek, nah bagian lagu ini.
Tul jae na jae ja, tul jae ji.
Jangan mikir paksakan untuk logat Jakarta. Kalau besar kecil tak semua di Makassar. Tak lipat jili data, tak kalu di leher ta. Jangan sampai kimati gara-gara logat ta. Kenapa kok? Kenapa kok? Kenapa kau banggakan logat orang Jakarta? Nah kau tidak dibayar sama orang Jakarta. Ku coba nasehati untuk tidak melogat, tapi malah kau bilang
takut ke okots nanti. Tul jae na jae ja, tul jae ji. Bahasa Makassar ini lagu bisa tonji. Tul jae na jae ja, tul jae ji. Logat ta Makassar ini lagu enak tonji. Tul jae na jae ja, tul jae ji. Jangan mikir logat kami sini Makassar ji. Tul jae na jae ja, tul jae ji. Daripada logat tapi nanti okot sonji.
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention to listen our program and stay with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice_of_Indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and email voi@voinews.id.